What's up, everybody? It is Alan from Breaking and Entering, and you are checking out episode 29 of the BNE podcast. This week, we are talking to T Nava, who is a member of the Free Nationals, which you may know as Anderson .Paak's backing band. He's got a new solo EP out called Blackberry Mango and a new single called Quarantina as well. We talked about what he was doing with the new record as well as being around the Free Nationals. So check it out. It's T Nava on the Breaking and Entering podcast. All right, we are here with T Nava of the Free Nationals. How are you doing today, sir?
Yo, what up, man? I'm good.
We got to talk about the new project, the new EP that's out, Blackberry Mango, and the single Quarantina. That was the first thing that jumped out to me. Clearly, that's a single that's written during quarantine. When did you start working on this EP?
This EP kind of just came out of nowhere. Right when lockdown hit, they were like, the city's going on lockdown. I packed up my bags and I grabbed my studio computer and I went to go chill with my dad in Houston.
Okay.
So right as I was leaving to go to the airport, Poly Chaos was like, "Hey, do you have a Quarantina?" And I was like, "I don't have a Quarantina," but I said at the roads and I kind of wrote that song at the roads, a little voice note. And so when I got to Texas, I recorded it all out and came back and had it on. So yeah, it started during the lockdown. That song and Con Artist I wrote in Houston in my dad's spot.
Okay.
And so I just wanted to put those two songs out, and then last minute I decided on Groupies, so that's how it came about.
Okay, and you play keys for the Free Nationals as well. How does it feel to release music as part of, as a solo act, as opposed to, you know, putting out music as part of a group?
It feels pretty good, man. It's something that I always did want to do, but just didn't know what to put out or how or just what it was going to be. And so I released my first single, Girlfriend, like two or three months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And got a cool response. And after that, I just wanted to put more stuff out. And then just being in the studio a lot in between tours, coming up with a lot of music, it's just like, it's just sitting there in the computer. And it's just like, it feels good to release it. Let people hear it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. How'd you get your start in music? Because what I can hear, it sounds like you're classically trained just from like some of the solos that I hear on the EP. So I was just wondering, how did you get started?
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I definitely do, for sure.
Yeah, thanks, man. Now, I started playing piano when I was 7. My dad bought a piano home and he showed me 2 songs. He showed me how to play Lean On Me and he learned how to play a boogie woogie joint. And so from there, I went to a performing arts school.
Okay.
And we had in Cincinnati. And we studied like all the arts. And I was in the jazz department. So I learned jazz at an early age. And that's how I got to start. Played the church too, as well. I was a church drummer.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So you're multi instrument too, on top of that. I did notice, I mean, all of your vocals are through a talk box. And that's not necessarily like an instrument that people see that and they're like, I want to pick that up right away. Who was it that first used a talk box? What was the first time that you saw that where you're like, I'm putting that on my vocals for sure?
I grew up listening to a lot of Zapp and Roger Troutman. You know, he's from Dayton, Ohio. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
And so that was a lot. Played a lot in my house growing up, but I never had a talk. I always wanted one. And then, so I didn't really receive a talk box until about maybe a year ago. I got this Talk Star, shout out to Fingers, and I took it on the road with Anderson .Paak. And so I have a solo in his show, and I just incorporated that into my solo. And then once we got back from the road, I just started recording with it a lot and writing songs with it. So, yeah.
Oh, well. And then being part of the Free Nationals, does that, I mean, that's obviously kind of a crazy environment to be on the road and obviously being around Anderson .Paak and things like that. Does being in that environment, do you think that that comes out in your songwriting? Like, I know that you say you wrote it, some of the records in Houston by yourself, but I mean, does that influence, you know, being around that band?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's some crazy people in that band. Like, wild. All of them. We're all crazy. Now, we're all brothers, man. And we all started together. You know, years ago, we met at school and we were playing in front of 5 people at one point. So it's like, you know, we all love each other and it's just, Yeah, a lot of the music from the Free Nationals come from the road for sure. We wrote a lot of those songs. A lot of those songs are written about stuff, like actual stuff,
right?
You know, that happens on the road. So yeah, we're definitely influenced by that environment for sure.
Okay, and I ask this to a lot of people that come on our podcast. We're always a sucker for a good tour story. And since you kind of set it up there, what is the wildest thing that you think has happened to the Free Nationals while you guys were on tour?
Man, every day is wild. Every day. But, I mean, I can tell this story. One thing I always think, I remember when we were in Brazil. Was it Brazil? Mm-hmm. Or we're in South America. But we, you know, just randomly kicking it with Flea, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Mommy Jose threw a little party. He threw a little DJ gig. And Flea was like, yeah, let's go, let's pull up. And then it was a jam session. So we just rolled in there with Flea and had like a hour-long jam session with all these people freaking out. And that was pretty cool. I remember that one.
That is
so
super
Flea
wild.
On Flea bass, Anderson on drums, and we're just up there having a jam session, having a good-ass time.
That is super wild. But, that is awesome. I wish I would have been in the room for that.
Yeah, man.
And speaking of like jam sessions, I mean, honestly, when I hear the record too, like I hear the EP, it sounds like kind of like snippets of a longer jam. Like, did you give yourself some room to improvise, or did you give anybody that you were working with on the record like a little bit of room to kind of just do their own thing on it?
Yeah, of course. All the songs are, I'm like, I try to keep it all jazzy for, like, you know, con artists, good friend Ashley J, she's really dope. Jazz singer, just singer in general, and she took a little solo on that, let her do her thing, and just as well as groupies, I hit Jose and like, yo, take a solo, do whatever you want to do. Maurice Brown featured on the trumpet. I'm like, yo, just do whatever, and we'll chop it up. So yeah, it's always room for musicians to do their thing. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
And, yeah, man.
And yeah, you say you guys are all around each other, and you know, you kind of act as brothers on the road and everything. Did you get any input? I mean, did you send the EP off to Anderson at all before you got to put that out?
No, I didn't send it to him before. I know he heard Con Artists. He loved Con Artists. Yeah, that was one of his favorite joints. But you said, did I send it out to him before I put it out?
Yeah, yeah. I was just to see if you had any input from him at all on the record, too.
No, nope.
Okay.
Yeah, just maybe like he'll tell me like, yeah, the mix is bad. Yeah, turn that up. Yeah, you tell me it's trash or it's good, so I'll go back and we'll perfect it.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask then, what is what's next for you guys? I mean, do you have any more music that you're writing during quarantine?
Yeah, I got a lot more music that I've been working on. Actually, the Blackberry Mango was like a last minute EP. I have a bunch of other songs I've been working on that I was going to put out, but I ended up putting this one out. I was going to put it out on my birthday, but, you know, the time, we didn't get enough time to do it, so that's when it came out later. But, yeah, I got some new music coming out pretty soon. Free Nationals is going to work on a new record. We just got back in the studio.
Okay.
And, yeah, we got some new music coming for sure.
All right.
Awesome. The scene has been great.
Very cool. Yeah, it's good to see that you're staying productive. If people want to get in touch with you specifically, want to get in touch with T-Nava, where do they do that on social media?
I got Twitter and Instagram. Oh, did you hear that?
It's all good.
I dropped my phone. All right. So yeah, you can hit me up on Instagram at T-Nava Music. TNAVAMUSIC.
Okay, very cool. And I'm going to leave it on this one. If you have one song that you can play for people from the record, or you, I mean, just that you put out as a single, as a solo artist, which song would you send to them first?
Would I send them first off the EP?
Yeah, or I mean, anything else that you've done as like a solo act?
I would say a lot of people like Con Artists. I like that one too, but I would say check out Groupies.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and talk with us. And love the new EP. Definitely really, really like it. Playing it a lot. So, yeah, I really like it.
Appreciate it, man.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right, and thank you again to T Nava for sitting down and talking with us. Make sure you check out the new EP, Blackberry Mango. It is out on all streaming services and the single Quarantina as well. Don't forget, you can check out new music from us every single day at breakingandentering.net. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, and just about anywhere else on the internet as well. We've got a weekly e-newsletter that you can subscribe to, and you can listen to this podcast and support it on Anchor or just about any other platform that you've downloaded a podcast. Thanks so much. I'm Alan Hallis, and we will see you next week on the Breaking and Entering podcast. Hey guys, it's Alan. Just wanted to check in again real quick here at the end of the show and let you know that if you want to listen to more of me talking, but also want to listen to some great music as well, you can join us for Breaking and Entering Radio every single week. Myself and Patrick Carroll play 2 hours of independent hip-hop, broadcasting live out of the Breaking and Entering World headquarters. We're on over 30 stations all over the world right now, so you can check out where to listen to Breaking and Entering Radio by visiting breakingandentering.net/schedule.